Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to another episode of Talk Ya Haq, the podcast where we discuss those relevant truths impacting us as Muslim youth. I'm your host Idris.
I'm your other host Abdul Kareem.
Man, oh man, oh man.
Chat to me.
Man, we got a crazy topic today.
Chat to me.
But let's pipe down. I know they saw the thumbnail, the title, and they come in hot. So let's calm it down.
Yes,
how
sir.
You doing, Abdi?
Alhamdulillah, man. I cannot complain, bro.
Bro,
alhamdulillah.
You don't understand how nervous I am for this conversation.
I know what it is. I am too, a little bit, but at the same time.
I'm being honest with you because it's like.
You see that? What
a, talk your hop. We had to make a decision.
You know what that means? Truth.
Like we had another topic that was very important,
yeah.
Which we're going to come back to, inshallah. We decided to scrap it. We decided to scrap it because we felt for now, this is the one that we come in with this heat.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so relevant. And I don't think it's talked about in the way that, inshallah, we can talk about it.
That's true. And at the same time, we do appreciate you guys for recommending so many beautiful topics, bro.
Oh, yeah. You've seen it, right? On Instagram. Exactly.
Beautiful.
Like, and this is actually inspired by that. And I'm going to go into that. But for those who are saying, okay, I want to say in the conversations that we have, you know, a lot of these things, a lot of these topics, we all relate on it.
Yeah.
And so somebody could say something
That's
and we're like,
true.
Oh, that topic, yeah, that is something that we're going to talk about. So if you guys have that, make sure you guys go ahead and DM us. Be like, oh, you know, this is on my mind. This is what I'm passionate about. Write it down. Write the topic. Write a little bit about it that you're feeling towards the topic.
That's true, yeah.
And we're going to talk about it.
That's true. But
yeah, alhamdulillah, famo. We're just going to go straight to it. I can't even do this fake catching up. Okay, before we get
this
into
guy's
it.
This guy is so nervous.
Listen.
Oh my God.
Abdi, we didn't get canceled. It has been so long, but today might be the day. But before that.
I don't think we will. I think our audience, I think, has so much common sense. I do love the supporters.
Right. No, that's true.
Feel me?
Yeah, that's true. And for you guys, like, genuinely, I want to give you guys a heads up. This topic may very well get a few feelings hurt. But at the same time, there you go. Show them the title. But at the same time, we're going to speak about this topic with nuance. We're going to try our best. But obviously, we're only two human beings. We're flawed. But we want to talk about these important topics, right? Strategically, inshallah.
Mm-hmm.
So bear with us. And before you guys get all upset, maybe DM us. We'll talk about it. Maybe we can work something out.
Nah. Oh, DM me. Nah.
Listen, no, there
I
was no
tell
there
you
was,
how I feel.
No, there was one. No, I'll tell you this. There was one sister that responded to what you said in the last episode. I don't know if you saw it.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. That's that one sister.
Or
yeah.
Something.
No, we can actually talk about it right now. So this is how we're gonna ease into it. The conversation, I don't know for those who listened to the episode,
mm-hmm.
how it started off, you asked abruptly. You wanna repeat the question?
Do women have a biological clock?
So that's how it started. It was somewhere in the episode, right?
That's true, yeah.
And it was a funny turn of events. But then we explored that topic. It was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
For those who are wondering what was our responses, check it before you guys make a judgment, okay?
For sure, yeah. Hey.
No. Definitely check it.
Rewind.
Before. Yeah, you guys got to go check it out. That was the last episode, yeah?
You did what I'm
who are you trying to impress, right? And she slid up. Mm-hmm. And she, mashallah, so such an intelligent woman. May Allah increase her in khair, inshallah.
Mm-hmm.
But she went out and wrote a well thought out thing.
Yeah,
she laughed at the topic.
Yeah,
it was lighthearted.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like you said you believe this.
Yeah, nah.
You were just, it was just a topic that you.
Yeah, it was just something that was interesting that I wanted to see, like, his point of view of it. And, like, also, you know what I'm saying? Just discuss because how the world really perceives, like, how.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How they can say a woman has a biological clock.
Right.
You did what I'm saying? So it's very, very, very interesting. Because I was like, that's messed up. Because it's like, you're not Allah. Everybody has, you know, it's the qadr of Allah. When the woman gets married is when she gets married. And when the guy gets married is when he gets married.
And the context, let's just bring it up. The context of what you brought it up. The topic was who you're trying to impress.
Yeah. Right?
And how people will switch up and do things.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Yeah.
And you brought it up saying, do you think there's a subset of women that change in
and
order
become
to
become more. Yeah, that is very true.
Yeah, let's bring that up.
It's true. Yeah, I asked him, like, is it true that some women can become more religious to get a guy?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you just brought it up because something you heard.
That's true, yeah.
And this sister, she said, what was it that she said specifically? Do you remember?
Yeah, from what I can remember, she was like, what's it called? Like, pretty much it's not all women that do that. Some women can do it for naturally, just the right. way, you know, they want to get closer right. to Allah. Right. And then I forget the whole.
We have the DM, yeah. but it was essentially saying, why is it that every time a sister does something, it's always yeah. associated with her in marriage? Mm. Why can't it just be her organically being better for the sake of being better, not for a guy or so on and so forth? Mm-hmm. And she had a good laugh at it. And but mashallah, she dropped the 2 cents, and we benefited from it.
That's true.
So this is kind of in the theme of that, in a way, not exactly, mm-hmm. but
tell me,
it's on this topic. We're gonna be talking a little bit about this. Topic in the and this actually reminds me, in the Instagram poll, when we did an Instagram what conversation would you guys like to hear, mm-hmm. someone, what was it said, they said, talk about the beef between men and women on Twitter. What is that? Did you see that?
I'm not on Twitter,
but yeah. it was basically, and I think I know what it's talking about. You'll find that the sisters and the mm-hmm. guys tend to be beefing. It's like these two crews that are beefing,
okay,
right? And you get these two polar opposite views. Mm-hmm. And it's affecting the Muslims, Abdi.
Oh, yeah?
So let's go ahead and give an overview of what we're going to talk about instead of beating around the bush.
Yeah.
Over the past couple of years, Abdi, I don't know if you've noticed, but there's been a trend mm-hmm. of, we already know about feminism. Okay?
Yes.
We already know about feminism and mm-hmm. that rise and how that's affected Muslim communities, how that has infiltrated Muslim communities.
Okay.
So before we start, Abdi.
Yes.
Before we start, mm-hmm. what observations have you seen of this feminism movement within our Muslim communities, within our generation especially? And why do you feel that it is more of a harm than it is something a good?
All right.
You see how I looped that to you?
Yes, sir. Oh my God. How do I get myself not in trouble? So I can play now. Honestly, what I've seen over lately is just a bunch of... a bunch of just like ninjas ain't, you know, nothing and this and that. It's just putting men in a weird category mm. of like, it's like they're below. It's like all men are this.
Right.
You feel me?
Dogs. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some women can't be dogs, but quite frankly, I ain't gonna judge nobody. But
okay.
like I've seen a lot of that lately. I've had so many conversations. There was I've had a conversation one time right. where somebody asked me straight to my face. They're talking about they asked me like the reason why I think like, you know, men ain't, I ain't gonna right. say the word, but you right. know what I'm saying? Right. It's because they can't stick with one person.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I was like,
right.
So I'm like, so if you look at me, do I give you that type of, like, do I look like I would, like, I can't just be with one person? I can, you know what I mean? Okay. But it was just an interesting conversation. But that's usually what all I've seen. It's just a bunch of ninjas ain't crap.
Okay.
Ninjas ain't crap.
Yeah, that's
literally what I see.
I have made the observation, Abdi. And you see more and more, like, Islam, obviously, Abdi, I'm honest to say, when the non-Muslims look at Islam.
Yeah.
They see Muslim women as oppressed. That's is that not the stereotype?
No, I agree. Yeah, of like how
that is the stereotype.
Yeah, that is, because I remember we had an argument. We had when we were married year. We used to teach when we were having multicultural day. Right. That's the one question that a bunch of people, a bunch of non-Muslim girls asked us. It's like, why were women allowed to drive so recently?
In Saudi Arabia,
Saudi Arabia right. or so forth and so on, you know?
It is this topic that is so prevalent within the non-Muslims. And we already have that stigma,
yeah.
right, of men being these controlling, abusive, mm-hmm. tyrannical,
yeah,
like husbands in their house, right?
True.
Or just that whole society. And unfortunately, Abdi, even within our cultures, we do see instances mm-hmm. of things about our cultures, whether it's Somali or maybe that a lot of the sisters said, we're not dealing with it. Not that it's some of the stuff that are not, it have nothing to do with Islam. Mm-hmm. Like certain aspects where they're saying, we want nothing to do with this.
Mm.
Like, for example, one of the things that I know a lot of sisters complain about is they would be the ones to do stuff around the house. And it was never expected of.
I did see somebody you heard post about that. They asked us a question of like how chores in right. the sibling, of, like in a household of siblings,
right.
it could be problematic and cause so much problems because so-and-so is doing so much. I'd never, I don't know. To me, that was an interesting one because I was like, I don't know. I never really had to deal with it, but.
That's exactly what, that's the thing that is so tough because me and you personally, this is not to brag or try to act all chivalry and all that stuff. None of that. But we were very responsible in our house, the chores that we had.
Yeah.
Because it was housework.
Yeah, because like you were the second right. oldest. Right. I was the oldest. It's like, we like, you know what I'm saying? Our family usually look, hey, right. help. We got this, right. this. You know what I mean?
And I only have one sister. She's much younger than me, like much younger.
You
feel me?
So yeah, so it's like, it depends on the environment too. But
right.
to the question that you asked me,
yeah.
hopefully right now, brother, it might get hot. Let's I don't know it, if you're going, if you're going, you know what I'm saying?
Let's get
but
it.
I will tell you the problem.
Okay, what's the problem?
Right now, let me tell you the problem.
Hey, what's the problem?
In 2023, you okay. got men trying to act more feminine.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And now you have the woman wanting to become more masculine. I right. want the same. Right. Like at the end of the day, that's it's like I don't know how to explain it to you, but like I was saying, I'm gonna try to go more into detail if I can. But like I was saying, how women, how men nowadays act more feminine,
right.
and then men and women are now and how the society is trying to embrace women and make them. Not necessarily make him more feminine,
but make him more masculine.
Masculine. Make right. him more masculine. They're trying to have him be like, you need to do this so men can see you and respect you in this.
Right.
But that's not really the case. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, in my opinion, I feel like people need to understand, because we lost our common sense, but I feel like people need to understand is like, you don't have to be a masculine woman. You don't have to do the same thing as a man does for you to be a feminine woman. Outstanding, beautiful woman.
Okay.
You do what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's pretty much what I was trying to say.
I get you.
And also for the men, stop sipping, boy.
Okay, hold on. Let's backtrack.
Go ahead.
Because you said so beautifully. You said the problem, and you highlighted it, Abdi, mm-hmm. in like one sentence.
Yeah.
You said the problem is men are getting more feminine.
Yeah.
And women are becoming more masculine.
Yes.
And here's the thing. If you look at traditional gender norm, just throughout history, Abdi.
Yes.
Men have typically behaved a certain kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Women technically or typically have behaved in a certain way. And now, Abdi, within the last 100 years, you're having this dramatic flip on its head.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's so much confusion, Abdi. There's divorce happening. This is another reason. We would not talk about this if it was just like a fun topic to talk about. No.
Mm.
This is something that is changing the family dynamic. Things that is challenging the status quo of how things were. And now you have problems that come up out of that, right? You have problems and issues that are arising, that are affecting especially the younger generation. Mm-hmm. If you look at our grandparents or their parents, grandparents is a good example.
Mm-hmm.
The expectation of what a man
is different than what we think right now.
Right. And it was known. It was known what a man is and what his role is mm-hmm. in the family. For a woman, it was known. It was understood. It wasn't questioned.
Mm-hmm.
But then now, Abdi, within a generation, it's flipped on its head. And now you have so many problems. You have so much dysfunction. And then we have to ask ourselves, what is the issue here? And let's start with this topic of feminism.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think, Abdi, this movement, like guys, again, we are not our brother Muhammad Hijab. Yeah. Go watch. You know, we're not going to go ahead and give you all these studies and these books. MashaAllah. I've watched his videos. Very amazing. He'll do that for you. We're just going to talk about our observations and our insights.
Mm-hmm.
But why do you think that this movement,
yeah.
which was, it had nothing to do with Islam.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to, it has to do with America. Maybe not America. I want to say the Western world.
Mm-hmm.
It had to do with women wanting more rights in the system in mm-hmm. terms of voting and certain equal rights that the men had in the workforce and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But then this ideology, the mindset, has definitely spilled over into our women.
Mm-hmm.
And so in what ways have you seen that and just observed?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go into that?
Right now, like your question, there's two problems.
Okay.
One is if we talk about westernized world, right?
Right.
Media, the way media portrays this and so forth and so on. Right. Another, I blame.
So media for one.
For one, okay. Right? Now, the second I blame is, I want to put this in like not the most nicest way.
Okay.
Right? But men who don't, how do I say? Men that are trash, pretty much, example. Okay. Like men who just, who abuses a woman,
right,
for one, right? Mm-hmm. Just who do just disgusting things that a normal man don't do, right, which ruins the opportunity for the good guys.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? For the guys that are just out there that go by their day, that work hard, be in their religion, you know, that they're religious and so forth and so right on, it ruins the image for them. It's because it's like, what this man did is what every woman sees.
Mm. Right.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that's one. And then another problem is media. You got these Cardi B, so mm forth and so on, telling women how to act. For like, there was a video. Well, Cardi B, she has a popular line that says, "I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you something, whatever the hell, I forgot the," you know what I'm saying? But
okay, that's what stood out.
Yeah, but and right to me, what stood out is like, okay,
right,
naturally you do that as a woman, and she does that. Cardi B goes on lives and she'll right cook for her man, and she'll say those words and stuff like that, and influences right the younger generation to the be like, yeah, yeah, I ain't gonna do that for my man. I ain't going, no, this, right, this, so forth and so on. And it just causes conflicts, problems, and it just right divides. It divides us. That's why you see, you know, yeah, I'm right not going to say what you see. No, but
I get exactly what you
know
mean.
You know what I mean?
Bro. No, that's a fact. That's a fact. I love how you talked about the media aspect, how that is proliferating and pushing out this ideology. Mm-hmm. It's saying that this is cool, this is hip.
Yeah.
And if you're the contrary, like if you're this more traditional sister, you're seen as like a, what is it called? Choose me or pick me.
Yeah.
That's what I actually heard that, right? And I was shocked. I was like, okay, this is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And how you talked about how a lot of these men,
yeah,
are the ones who ruined it for us.
Yes.
I say for us, but no, this is God honest the truth.
Yeah,
for it us. It is, yeah. Speaking God honest myself the truth. A woman going ahead and doing these acts of service, acts of kindness, mm-hmm, for a husband and for a household, it's out of love, out of kindness, but maybe that being taken for granted. Maybe that being abused,
mm-hmm,
right? And so people look at that and say, I'm not going to do that. It's a reactionary. I'm never going to do that. This is how I'm going to get treated.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the good, how it's supposed to function,
yeah,
is it's not in that context. It's in this loving context, in this loving and endearing thing. I even heard, but there was one sister, I heard, basically, she was talking to another sister and said, you know, the sister said, I want to marry a religious guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the response was, why would you put yourself through that? Why would you put yourself through marrying someone that's on the deen? I heard another one. Well, I heard another one. I'll be hearing stuff.
Yeah, but I was going to say something crazy that I've heard. Have you ever heard people say, like, when they say, like, men ain't, you know, nothing.
Right.
Right. I've seen somebody use the example, especially us Africans,
so,
right? One thing that like you and I do differently is like we're Americans.
Mm.
So we know like how to be affectionate, be this, so forth and so on, right? Yeah. Our parents and our grandparents were never taught that, right?
Yeah.
And I've seen some people say, I see the way my dad or my mom, they treat each other like they don't love each other.
Yep.
You did what I'm saying? Yep. And it's like,
so they're saying, I don't want nothing to do with that.
I don't want nothing to do with that because men ain't not, because what my, the example that my father, that's not, you don't know that though. Mm. You did what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But it's the assumption because it's, you hear it all over the internet of like, you see somebody do this. And it's like, oh, you see it in your house. So you're like, oh, maybe my dad don't probably love my mom.
Mm.
You feel me? I've had like, how do I say, close people tell me that. And I was pissed off. I'm like, you don't know that. Like, how can you say that about somebody when you don't see it behind closed doors? But they, you know what I'm saying? Look, how do I say? What we have in our brain, what love is, it's not that, bro. Mm. It's not what the media shows us or what movie shows us. Disney, that we're cuddly, this. No,
roses,
love ain't that, bro. That's not love.
Mm.
You feel me? But that's what, like, people expect.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, when the feminine side comes out and all that stuff, it's because they're not getting what exactly of what the television or what so-and-so they heard or what music video they seen or pretty much men that did them so dirty and so forth and so on. Right. They see that and then they bring it out into the media and every girl somehow in some way relate to that damn story. Mm. And I swear, I believe you, sis. I'm like, excuse me? You ain't never been through that. But you're at the end of the day, I've had to, bro, there's so many stories where I've had so many people tell me straight to my face, men ain't nothing. I'm like, bro, maybe it's because the men you deal with ain't nothing. Mm. Why don't you look at that? Maybe look at the men that you decide to say, you know what, I want.
That same sister that said, why would you put yourself through that? Mm-hmm. Right. Or that sister, there was another sister that said, well, I wouldn't want to be a religious guy. Religious guys are corny. Mm-hmm. I heard that too. Mm. So it says, what are you going to attract? Honest to God.
A thug.
No, beyond the thug, you're going to attract someone that does not have Islamic values. Is that what you want?
Hold on, brother. You said something. Hold on. Let me sit up real quick. You said something because I'm going to keep it a buck with you, my brother.
Talk to me.
Hey, you. You know one thing I want you to know? I'm praying for your sins that Allah may forgive them. For real. Thank you for being a part of this journey. And I hope you looking at the screen right now.
That big old Tusbah Abdi, what kind of big old sins? Some giant sins, I'll tell you that.
Hey, need the prayers. But listen, you. You. The one that's looking at me, I see you, see me, see you. Subscribe. Because it don't cost you nothing to subscribe. And if you don't, still subscribe. These, like, how do I say? With the statement that you just said on, like, how, their pickings to certain guys or religious guys are corny. Yeah. All right, ma'am. Since you're saying this... The guys that you're getting with or the guys that you are attracted to only want one thing from you. And the moment that you give that up, the whole world knows what you are. You get passed around, man. And then now you complain that the brother, you feel me?
Right.
That did nothing for you and that ain't nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You gave him something that was that's supposed to be kept cherished. That's supposed to be sacred. That's supposed to be... You preserving yourself for someone that's meant for you. Mm. You gave it up for homeboy.
Right.
And the moment homeboy do you dirty, everybody ain't nothing. That don't make sense.
Damn.
You feel me?
No, you ain't lied.
So I'm not putting the blame on you, quite frankly.
For I mean, I think there's a little bit of blame on you. You share half, at least half.
You share 50. Right, yeah. 50. 50 for sure. 50 for sure. But at the same time, I do put blame, a lot of blame.
I don't mean to be laughing. We're trying to be lighthearted. Yeah. Even though such a dangerous and unfortunate topic, we're just trying to make it more lighthearted. Because this is a reality, Abdi, that we are facing, bro. We are facing the situation. We're facing a crisis. Women making bad choices. And then say, all these men are like this. And also, yes, we already highlighted the fact that there are those men. And us, Idris and Abdi, we're not perfect.
Oh, yeah.
We make mistakes. But to degrade somebody, that's called contempt. Mm. When you put somebody beneath you in disrespect, how can you marry that person? Mm. How can you marry someone if you think in your head or commit to somebody, have kids with them, raise a family and be committed?
Yeah.
If you already have that in your head, that somebody is beneath you. Maybe some of these women, they don't really believe it. It's just a thing to say that's cool.
Yeah.
But that's not cool. Because that thing is going to, something you say like that, Abdi, it sticks to you.
100%.
It sticks to you.
Words are powerful, bro.
Oh my God.
Ooh, what words could do to somebody? Boy, the moment you tell me I ain't nothing, I'm crying. I'm like, what did I do?
And you know, here's the thing, Abdi. We don't have a lot of role models.
Yeah.
Hear me out. For real though. We don't have a lot of role models. I'm talking about a healthy, functioning, nuclear home. We talked about how the media has these extremes of what they're trying to push out. One of them is this puppy love, romanticism. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Prince
what love's supposed to look like.
Exactly.
That ain't love.
And then you have the other extreme, right? But here's the thing. All you have to do is look at your religion. And this is the number one thing I tell people, bro. Just learn your religion. I think the sisters in Mashallah, there's a resurrection of sisters. A lot of sisters who listen to podcasts. Mm-hmm. There's a resurrection of sisters that are coming to the faith or Mashallah, they've already been taught this.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. It's this understanding that no, this is not beautiful. This is what they're pushing. Mm-hmm. But this Islamic value is what's beautiful.
Mm.
And we need to highlight that, bro. We need to highlight that. But unfortunately, we lack those healthy role models. Like there's an idea about the Prophet ﷺ, who he was as a husband.
Mm-hmm.
We could look into that. There's a book. Me, I actually read it as well because I'm working on some things. There's a book that I was reading, right? And it talked about getting married and stuff like that. And it's from the Islamic perspective and everything from thinking about marriage to the very end of like divorce, even possibly, right? The God forbid, to working about the problems and what to look for.
Yeah.
It's all this stuff. But unfortunately, and we have the Islamic tradition of how a husband is supposed to treat his wife, how the Prophet ﷺ treated his wife. How, if you want to look, you know, romance and what love is and what commitment is, look at the Prophet ﷺ, who he was. Look, he actually would be a man who would look after his household. And that is what we're taught as Muslim men. Being a man, and this is another thing that we get, it's a confusion thing. Like, what's a good leader? Because that's what a man is. He's a leader. He's a head of the household. What is a leader? Is a leader saying, do this, pick up that, give me this, give me that? That's not a leader. Nobody likes, this is not.
That's called a dictator.
That's a dictator. You lead by being a person of service.
Yeah.
You lead by carrying on the weight. If you look at any head coach or any, the captain of a teammate, he's out here putting in the most work, right? He's putting, he's hustling and doing what he has to do for his family, for whatever he had to do.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the other side has been more prominent. And what ends up happening, Abdi, is most of our households don't have that first example. And so they're looking for something else.
Yeah, but honestly, I see why though, that like in the household, why that doesn't exist, especially from like immigrants.
I heard from a sister, bro. She said, I'm an American. I'd be hearing the craziest thing from these sisters.
Well, I want an
American type of
American guy?
No. American style. She said, I don't want like this. I was so shocked. I said, if you want American, you should be marrying an American. Oh, Adan Nemo.
Yes.
Galo. Non-Muslim. Yes. If that's what you're saying that you want. But you know what they're saying? Like what they're saying.
I swear, bro.
But I don't think they even want that. They don't want it. Yeah?
Nah, bro. This place, this world is something else.
I was watching, I think it was the brother Ali Da'wah. He was doing like one of these videos on the street talking to a sister. And he said to the sister, he says, it's not these Muslim sisters that's being oppressed. It's you guys that are being oppressed. You guys are running, seeking something from these men, right? From these men. You're doing whatever it is on the street with these guys, seeking validation. You're fully showing yourself for these guys, trying to compete. You're on Instagram, putting your behind on, you know, for everyone to see. It's so degrading, Abdulwallahi, as a man, like as a...
But do you see what I'm trying to... You get what I'm trying to say though, right?
Yeah, talk to
me. A woman doing all that to get attention from a guy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Quite frankly, and I'm going to keep it a buck with you. Once that guy hit it, it's over. He ain't going to come back to you, and then you're going to complain about the guy not being nothing, even though you gave him the one thing that he wanted.
Wallahi, I don't think these sisters understand that marriage is what protects them. Because it had been men's way, Abdi, oh my God. Had it just been men's way, it would have been baby mamas.
True.
No men, you don't even know who the father is.
That's true, yeah.
But it would just be like a jungle. No, seriously.
That's true. I agree. But then at the same time, I also agree with the fact that nowadays, how do I say this? Us men, like young men, we're not taught to be husbands. Like,
go in.
You did what I'm
go
saying?
Go in.
So I can agree. Like, I don't, like for one, bro, I see what the idea of why a woman says man is. It's because the type of man that they dealt with was never taught to be a man.
Even some of the, Abdi, I don't even want to get into this, but even the fathers in the household. We're just going to get real. I had some homies in Cairo, some brothers that I met, and they was telling me in the state of the UK, Abdi, how it is. It's same as here. It's the men, I heard, this is what I heard. Tell me this is true or not, UK people. I'm here.
Chat to me, innit?
I'm here, chat to talk to me. What they would tell me is the men would not work, right? Socially, it would be the government. The mom is doing everything up and down, Abdi. She got the minivan. She's driving the kids wherever they go. School here, practice here. She's doing everything. Duxi here. Whereas the dad, nowhere to be found. He's at the house. He's with his homies at the Sip and Shah. He's chewing jat, doing his own thing. If you're the daughter in that household, honestly, Abdi, this is why we have to have empathy. If you're the daughter in that household and you're seeing that, and no, seriously, and you're seeing that, you're seeing what your mom's doing, of course they're going to run for the hills. They are looking for anything and everything except that. Anything and everything except that. So much so they throw out the baby with the bathwater, mm-hmm. where they end up saying, I'm not even looking at the Islamic values because he was associated with that. Mm. Just because he was associated with that. And then what happens to the men, the young boys in the household that see that?
Lead by example. Well, once you follow that, then you just go into that. So I kind of, that's what I say, I get it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I get it. Because quite frankly, I was never really taught to be a husband. Mm. But I see what my father does and I just say, maybe that's not the way I want to go about it. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
Some things you want to change.
Yeah, some things that you want to change. So at the end of the day, it just takes that self.
You take the good.
Yeah, you take the good for what it is and you take the bad for what it is.
Right.
Don't put your feelings into it and say, I feel like my dad was a good dad. See the truth. Was my dad really a good dad? Was he there? Did he show me how to be a good, you know what I'm saying? Good husband, good father.
Right.
At the end of the day, that's who, you know what I'm saying? Even your surroundings.
And that's also probably what they were shown.
Exactly.
It's a generational effect.
You feel me? So it's like, and that's one thing. I can never blame my parents for living the way that they used to live in back home.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
All I have to do is say, okay, because nowadays, bro, it's 2023. Right. It's more about how I feel, not about what exactly the truth is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm never going to blame what my dad was like and how he was raised and stuff like that. All I could do is look at myself and be like, you know what? This is what I see the way my dad did it. This is what good things he did and this is what bad things he did. Mm. Let me take that and let me put that into my life and say, you know what? I want to be this type of father and this is what I think is best for me.
Right.
You feel me? Don't go out there and just be somebody that you're really not.
Mm.
You know? Because you're putting your emotions and you're saying, I feel like my father wasn't really good, a really good dad. He was never there, da 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 da. You forget the whole truth and you let your feelings dictate how you go on about life. Mm. And you're like, you know what? That's how I am. My dad was never really there, but he did give us money. He did pay for this and this. So he was never there.
And that was your definition.
Exactly. And then now you become that. Mm. Therefore, now you lead on to a innocent girl that you end up liking.
Mm.
You feel me? And then you end up just damaging her because she was never used to that. She needs care, attention, all that because you guys are both so young.
That's true.
You feel me?
Right.
Like,
or human beings.
Human beings in general. But when you're like, you know, because
that's true.
You're younger.
Yeah.
And you don't like, in my opinion, women, they care more of like, I want a lovey-dovey. I want my man to be there. I want my man to give me a hug, this and that. If you're not taught that, then, and you don't do it, you're looked as, you're nothing.
Right.
So, yeah.
No, definitely, bro. What you've been taught and what you've been indoctrinated, it could affect you into those relationships that are important later on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And it is true how you said it so profound. Like, we're not over here blaming sisters. That's nothing that you don't see us doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking from our perspective, our lives. Really, were you taught to be a husband? Were you taught to be a good husband? What is a good husband to you? What is your definition? These are questions that we don't probably ask ourselves. What does that look like? And honestly, I've heard from people, and it depends.
What are you gonna say? You want to know something?
Yeah.
How I can enter how to be a good husband, bro?
Mm.
Be your damn self.
Okay. What if yourself is toxic? You shouldn't be married.
Yeah, obviously. But I'm talking about, go ahead.
What do you mean be yourself?
Be like, how do I say it? For you to be a good husband, in my opinion, the way I see this, bro, is once you are happy with yourself, right? And you understand that, you know what? I have problems. This is the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to this person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not for her to be, you know what I'm saying, to make love and create babies. I'm going to that person as someone that, as my partner. No, she knows my flaws and she knows what I'm good at, but it's also going to uplift me and say, you know what? You're better than that.
Right.
That's what makes you, you know what I mean? Like you accept that. You accept that the person that you're with is just not some... let me explain to you. And also, us men, one problem that we have, bro, is we see women as a tool.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
As there's babies, cook, clean, no. But they're human beings, bro. You can have interactions with them and you can get to know them. You can, because at the end of the day, that person that you're with for the rest of your life has your best interest.
Yeah.
You guys are partners.
Right.
At the end of the day, when I look at you, I think of your wife.
Right.
Not, you know what I mean? It's like, how do I say?
Your reflection of each other.
Pretty much.
Right.
You feel me? So the moment you carry yourself to be this, carries yourself to be this. Right. And I look at you guys as like, you know what I mean? But yeah. At the same time, I went off track a little bit.
No, you're going in, bro.
You feel me?
No, I get you. And let me tell you something. I want to add on top of that. This is something people need to think about early on before getting married. Mm. Seriously. This is this exact conversation people need to talk about. Because they go in with so much baggage, Abdi. And this is a topic, like, I keep telling people, go to therapy, bro. So much trouble. The average Somali, bro.
I need to go to therapy, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you. This is the thing. I hate when people say that, but they don't do it, bro.
Yeah, that's my problem.
This is the thing. For me, bro, when I decided to do it, I'm not over here going to tell people just to tell people. I'm just saying, when you really want something, guess what? You're proactive. And you need to do it because there's another person I recommended in therapy. And mashallah, a brother has been doing it. And he would come to me and tell me how it's going and stuff, mashallah. And the stuff that he's processing and thinking about, he would have never questioned it unless he was in that, actually engaging in that work. And imagine these heavy traits, maybe some bad, unhealthy things that you've picked up because of some things you've experienced. It follows you like a shadow up until you're 40, 50. So where you could be doing it, stuff about this right now and resolving these issues, you're holding the unnecessary stuff. And guess what? It's not just going to harm you. It's going to harm the people you live with. Exactly. It's going to harm the people you love most. And so I think you have an obligation to start working out those stuff earlier, the better. And having these dialogue, if we hide it under the cover, there's going to be issues. I'm telling you right now, if somebody has these mentalities that we just talked about, you know, they have these negative assumptions of men and what they are. Mm-hmm. But obviously your fitrah is you want to get married. You really want to get married. That's the natural inclination of a woman. She wants to get married. A man, he wants to get married. He would love to get married. But then both sides, they have issues in regards to one of another. So they have to make peace with that.
Yeah.
And it takes some time and it takes some reflection and it takes knowledge.
Bro, it takes you to acknowledge, like, I don't know how to explain, acknowledge that you could be wrong.
Right.
Or your ego. Mm.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
You gotta
I feel like that's what
aside.
It is. Yeah, you got to check your ego before both you get married.
Yeah, both the sides of like the women, so egotistical, and the men, egotistical. Mm-hmm. How are you going to hear each other?
Yeah, that don't, you know what I'm saying?
We're not going to be that podcast, all these women out here, da da da. You're not going to see us doing that. You're not going to see us act like, no, what we're going to tell you, we're going to show you without the ego. We look under the cover.
Yeah.
Both of us are slacking.
Facts.
Both of us been through it. But guess what? It's our responsibility to fix it.
True.
It's your responsibility. Nobody's going to come here and help teach you how to be a good dad. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to teach you how to be a good husband. Mm. It's your responsibility.
You know what's crazy, bro?
Yeah.
It's funny. Like, with what you just said right now, nobody's going to teach you this and this, right? Right. Bro, what I start to see nowadays, bro, is funny. Like, a man... Right? Right. Like, let's say the man that ain't really nothing, that just wants to have fun and enjoy his young youth and you know what I mean? So forth and so on. I think I said that so wrong.
No, I think you said it right.
Yeah. But how do I say it before I lose my thought? But what I was trying to say was men nowadays, bro, that are in there to, you know what I'm saying, live their life to the, you know, to the max and so just forth and thing. So on. Yeah. They want something out of a woman that is just hit and run, you know, leave, you know what I'm saying? Get what they want. Mm. But nowadays, I see what women want is so insane. Bro, it's mind-boggling.
Like, what do you mean by that?
If a man is not providing you with either buying you something that's expensive or treating you the way that I guess you're supposed to be treated.
Okay.
Right? Which is 100% correct. A man, his wife, he should spoil her. He should treat her like a queen. I agree 100%.
Okay.
But what they're asking for now is, I need a Berkey. I need this. 500,000. Fly me out. Take me this. The right man ain't going to look at you. I'm going to look at you like...
Abdi, I think that is like an exaggerated amount of women. The way you made it seem like it's hella. No, most of these sisters ain't like that. Am I seeing a different type of scissors? Are we looking at two different?
I disagree.
Really?
I disagree.
Is it because I've been in Egypt too long?
Yeah, I think I disagree. I think westernized women are a complete different because I feel like men became the type to only want, can I say sex?
Okay, that's fine, yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I was just wondering. Because, you know, I didn't. No, I get you. But yeah, like.
They just want, yeah. But Abdi, how much of that is the reality of what we're facing as a Muslim generation? Do you think it is as big? Because sometimes you be making me feel like I'm in a damn bubble.
Yes.
Okay.
Bro, I'm going to be honest with you. It's so scary nowadays, bro. I be thinking like 5-6 years from now, Zinda is no problem.
Oh, so you're saying we still at the point where people, it's a problem for them.
Oh, boy.
No, I don't mean to laugh, but your facial expression be killing me, bro.
Yeah, because I be seeing, bro, nowadays, bro, a lot of men and a lot of women don't care about if they come into Zinda, bro.
Here's the thing, though. The thing that I always was fascinated by this, though, well, like, honest to God, I remember when, alhamdulillah, before I got first married, that was my biggest concern. Wallahi, Abdi, that was my biggest concern, bro. Fresh out of high school,
mm-hmm.
Right? You remember those days? Fresh out of first year of college. And I was praying to the Lord. I said, Ya Allah, this is dangerous. This is dangerous. To the point where you have sisters just accessible. And so you have to say to yourself, Idris.
I need to get married.
I need to, because it gets dangerous.
Bro. That's what I'm saying. Abdi. So it got to that point.
Dangerous.
So look, this is what I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
It got to that point.
Right.
Where it's like, you know,
you have to,
not to put anybody business out there, but there's guys, you know what I'm saying, who make a lot of money by doing whatever it is. They have money. They have a lot of money.
Okay.
Right. And then there's these hijabis that are attracted to that.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
So forth and so on. Boom. You show them a good time. Bang. You get to the action. Then
what happens after, though? Because honest to God, no.
I'll tell you exactly what happens after that. The whole community finds out that you are a, you know what I'm saying?
You've been on the block.
Exactly. And what's insane is
no man
that is going to be praised for doing that. But you are going to be tarnished. And everybody's going to look at you as somebody that's just been used. And everybody nowadays, if someone wants to talk to you, they're never going to talk to you with that genuine conversation of just, I want to get to know you for you. Nah, he want to get to know you so he could just be done.
But here's the thing. The right sisters, if they hear a man with a reputation like that.
Yes.
You think they're going to just let that slide under the rug?
Who?
The right, these sisters that are more,
yes, you know,
they're gonna let that slide.
Idris, I said, just listen to me.
Stop the cap.
No, just listen to me. I have heard sisters straight up to my face say, if a guy has a body, right, and he's had sex before,
okay,
meaning body means he's had sex before. I don't mean murder. Hold on,
yeah,
I was hold on, up. But you know what I mean. But they have said it's okay.
No, okay.
I've multiple. I'm telling you, Idris, wallahi.
Okay.
Multiple women have to. I'm not saying it's all women. I'm saying I'm not saying all women.
Because the type of women that I've, because I've obviously explored to see what's out there, my options.
Yes, sir.
That is a major deal breaker for them. Is it because of the type of quality women that I'm out here looking at?
That's the thing, though. The quality of women is like, how do I say?
They don't play that.
Yeah.
They do not play that.
Yeah, I'm saying some don't. Right. But they are women who are like, it's a part of the world. It's just now, it's normal.
Wow. Yeah.
You feel me?
No, but not on the truth. That's the truth.
This is why, but then, you know what I'm saying? But then they get mad at when, you know what I'm saying, Abdurrahman that's been in the masajid don't want to marry them because he knows what he did.
Mm. Right. No, you
that to me don't make no damn sense.
Right.
You feel me? And it's also like, bro.
But you're also not supposed to. This is another thing. Like people would say, oh, have you done Zinda before? Like that's another thing. I was, because this is an interesting conversation. Like because that could be someone's deal breaker. Okay. I've heard there was a brother that recommended, because you're not supposed to disclose your sins.
Yes.
So it was recommended that you write out your deal breakers. You could say, I don't want this. I don't like that. If you've done this. And then you could just sneak that in there. And then you could send that out with that list and say, if any of these apply to you, you don't have to tell me which one, but we can just close the conversation from here, right? And from that, you don't have to disclose, but then you also can have these priorities and you can vet for those things.
Idris, in all honesty, let me ask you right now.
Okay.
In the world that you live in.
Okay.
2023, Idris.
Uh-huh.
If I send a girl this list, is she not going to look at me like I'm a goof?
Abdi, are we looking at two different sisters?
Yes, we must be. I swear to God, we must be.
Are we looking at two different? Because you got me confused. Because
the sisters, I need to know where they at. Brother, I need to know where they at because I don't know.
Slide through to Egypt.
I swear to God, this guy's talking about you give him a list. You tell him, hey, this is what I like.
Do you know how I come up to these sisters? I had a few sisters that reached out and it wasn't this. I was shocked. And I was like, yeah, but I got used to it. It's these sisters who come at you very formal. Mm-hmm. I had a sister reach out through her brother. I was so shocked, bro, because it only happened to me once. I was so shocked. I said, whoa, subhanAllah. And his brother was also, you know, mashallah. I'm not going to open. I don't talk about, so don't worry about me putting this stuff on the street. But Abdi, there are those people out there. Abdi, let me tell you what. Can I just be real with you? Can I just say something that's Abdi?
One second. Ya Allah, please find me that woman. Bismillah. Bismillah. Please find me that woman.
Yo, these guys who listen to the audio only have to hop on the video right now.
Please find me that woman. Because I don't know what woman you see in my brother. I don't see that. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I do not see that at all. Quite frankly, I don't.
Put that big old tusma away, please. Mm-mm. Yeah? I've never seen a tusma that big. Okay, let me tell you something.
I don't.
I swear to God, I'm
dead. I don't. But I'm telling you the truth. Let me tell you something. That's why, like, it sounds like, bro, I'm like, you seem like you live in another world. I'm like, bro, we live in the same place. How come you ain't seen what I'm seeing?
Abdi, can I tell you something? I'm about to be, and this is not a slight to you, okay? You're my brother. There's this concept of like attracts like. And I'm not saying that me and you are two different people. I'm not saying that you are here attracting these negative women. I'm not saying that.
I don't.
I'm just saying, when you have these certain priorities and they're a no-go, you move a certain way, you act a certain way, you are going to bring those people into your life. Mm. I'm not talking manifest, all this stuff. It is just a law of 2 + 2 = 4.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is. If I'm a gangbanging, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a thug. What the hell am I attracting to my life, Abdi? I'm attracting murder. I'm attracting drugs. I'm attracting baby mom. I'm attracting issues.
Yes.
2 + 2 = 4. If you're a guy who's, I'm learning the religion, I don't play with these sisters. Abdi, if there's a sister whose hair is just showing a little bit, I don't even look. I'm not looking at any of these sisters. Hold on, let me not get in trouble. But I don't even consider them for the prospect of marriage. That's not being me judgmental. I just know I'm not trying to change nobody after marriage. That's a lesson I learned being married. I don't want to change somebody. I don't want to have to feel like, and you never want to feel like that. I said this in an episode before. When I look at something, I know what I want. Mm. And so those women who also know what they want, they're going to find you. And so I'm not saying, but here, I think because I've traveled, I've been to different places. And also maybe, I don't know what it is, but I'm sure Abdi, it's different wavelengths. I'm telling you, Abdi, there are those sisters out there. Let me just say that. And I'm not saying I'm better or anything. I'm just saying those sisters are out there and they're probably listening to this podcast episode, God Honest Truth.
Now.
A lot of sisters are
struggling. I agree. I agree with you. I have seen it. Bro, I'll tell you an interesting story.
Right.
There was a sister. I don't know why I said it like that.
Yeah, why you say like you from New York?
Yeah.
you can listen to much TikTok. Yeah.
No. There's a sister that hit me up one day.
I'm still laughing at how you said it.
Sister.
Bismillah.
You feel me? But nah. Okay.
All right, one camera died, but we gonna keep moving.
We gonna keep it rolling.
Oh, yeah?
No, but like I was saying, there was a sister who hit me up. It threw me off. She said, "The only way we're gonna talk is if you want to talk for marriage." I said, "Huh?
Look at that. They're out there." Hello.
I told you that story. It shocked me. But I was like, no, you know what? I don't.
So hold on. I'm about to put you on the spot. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. There you go.
Are you looking at me?
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at you.
Yes, sir.
What the hell you expect, Abdi? So you just went talking about, I'm looking. Oh, I just got a DM from a sister that wants to talk about marriage.
I understand, but I don't
want to look at it.
No.
Do you see what I'm coming from
now? Yeah, I see what you're coming from. Because at that time, I don't think I was ready. I didn't.
Exactly. Abdi, hold up now. Hold up. Because he just said something. And I think a lot of these brothers and sisters can benefit. Mm-hmm. People are out there. Are you ready to receive them?
No.
You see what I'm saying?
But the good thing is I let him know straight up.
Okay.
I told her straight up. I said,
Why? So what was your reaction to that? Because that's a good, mashallah.
Yeah.
Like, that's a prospect.
Yeah, to me, it was.
Started five.
It was like.
Started four, actually.
Glue to you, started five.
Astaghfirullah.
Nah, but. Yeah. Nah, like I was saying, nah, it just threw me off because I was like, I never. I always thought I would usually be the first one to be like, you know what? I have interest in you. I never seen a girl ever tell me. I said, yo, okay, interesting. Yeah, threw me off guard.
Right.
But. I respected her and I let her know without playing her. Like, I let her know what's up. I said, you know what? I'm not going to waste your time. I'm just not ready for marriage right now. I don't want it. And it's not something I'm looking for right now. Right. And she, I think she respected that more.
Of course.
But what a lot of guys tend to do, though, is entertain it.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of, a lot of these brothers be doing these sisters.
It'd be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Day right now.
Oh, my God.
Woo.
Yep.
And it's so crazy how, like, once that happens, bro, and you allow, like, you start to think, oh, I'm in love with this guy, or you start to do things.
You know, this is a whole nother episode, the talking stage. That's another episode, Abdi. Especially when you're saying, I'm engaged to this person, people let down the guard all the way.
No, let's be honest.
Before even they engage.
It ain't even engaged, but you in a relationship. That is your boyfriend, that is your girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Keeping it a buck.
No, you ain't lying. You ain't lying, bro.
You feel me? That's how it is, bro. That's just the time we live in nowadays, bro. It's so scary, but it's the truth.
So I want to bring it back to this idea of femininity and masculinity. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of these sisters, bro, they don't find these feminine men attractive. What? Why'd you make that face? You telling me they do?
I don't know. It's interesting.
No, Abdi. No. Stop the cap.
That's true, yeah.
Abdi, no woman.
They like softening ninjas.
No, let me tell you.
I almost slipped up. Oh my God.
Let me tell you something. Abdi, no women.
Yeah.
Is going to be attracted to, and let me talk, feminine doesn't mean showing your emotion or just being real, or, you know, being affectionate. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about traditional, maybe he is not a guy who is a provider. That's a masculine attribute that these women appreciate. A guy who's more assertive. He knows what he wants. He has a direction. He's a leader. He leads. He galvanizes his family. Okay, guys, come on, let's sit down. Let's talk. That's a guy who's a leader. A lot of these sisters, even though they're feminist outwardly, but they are so attracted to that. But they are so in fear that they've blocked that out. You know how we talk about different wavelengths? She's on a different wavelength. But in reality, she wants that type of man who's over here. But she can't position herself here so that they can work in unison how they're supposed to function. And I think it starts at, for one, challenging those indoctrinated, what you've seen. As your house, acknowledge that some of the things that you saw that we already talked about in the household is not right. It was bad. Okay. But let's go ahead and understand, what is it supposed to look like? Don't just go to the extreme opposite end, right? And lose your mind and go into another dysfunctional. But try to see, where is the balance? And that starts with knowing your religion, for one. What is the role of a husband? Honest to God, everything, this deen is a way of life. You don't need another ideology to come in here and tell you what a woman and what a man is. You don't need that. You don't need another ideology to come in here and tell you what is a husband supposed to do and what a wife is supposed to do. We are, as Muslims, we know how to use the bathroom, Abdi, down to the detail. How to exit and come out the bathroom down to the detail. How to walk it. You think we don't have an idea of what a husband is supposed to do for his wife and his kids at the bare minimum? And that comes with learning, basic research.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Right.
My brother, you live in the world where that's not going to happen.
Abdi, you're capping, Abdi.
I ain't no capping, Abdi, brother.
I've seen it with
brother,
my own eyes.
Ain't no capping, brother. I'm going to tell you the truth, right? I'm going to tell you the truth right now. We live in a society where we pick and choose what we follow.
You ain't lying.
All right?
You ain't lying.
So
you
that
ain't
whole
capping.
Idea of someone.
Oh, my God.
Someone saying, you know what? I'm going to take the time to look at what a husband is. Too lazy, he ain't. Keep telling you the truth.
Damn. It's the bitter truth, but it is the truth that a lot of people are subscribing to, but that doesn't mean all of them are.
No, I'm okay. Saying,
yeah, but I get you.
Because we live in a society where men are lazy, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Right.
Like, how do I say? It's so weird how social media works. Like, I can sit here, bro, and you could text me that lecture right there of just how to be a good husband.
Right.
I could listen to this. It could be so boring, I fall asleep. But I watch a YouTube video, you know what I'm saying, of somebody doing some dumb things or whatever it is. I'll stay up and watch it.
Right.
So it's weird how, like, those things, our brain is not programmed to, you know what, this guy's spitting some knowledge, let me listen it. That doesn't happen, brother.
It does happen.
It does. I'm not saying it doesn't.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, in the society that we live in, with our generation, no, with the younger generation coming up, Idris, honestly, in your whole heart, do you believe that they would be like, you know what, let me go to the kitab, let me look at this, this is how you be a husband. Mm. Or do they say, you know what, I don't eat pork, I pray 5 times a day.
If that. Right.
Right? And I fast.
Ramadan.
Right. If those two, if that ain't happening.
Right.
You tell me what is it? I'll wait. I will wait, brother.
Abdi, I'm going to tell you, you spoke facts on top of facts on top of facts. I get you. But here's the thing. What option is it that these people have? What option?
Look at the life that you live. This is the best advice I could give somebody. Look at the life. Look at the way your parents are, right? And take note of it. This is what my dad does correct. This is what my dad doesn't do correct. Abdi, let me better my life.
How do you know what correct is? How do you know what correct? No, seriously. How do you know what correct is?
Hold on. Because this becomes interesting.
Hear me out.
Yes, sir.
Because nowadays, everybody here lives in it's called, what is it called? There's no objective truth.
Yes.
It's relative. Yes. How I feel is subjective. Mm-hmm. My truth. Talking haq is almost kind of like that. No, but this is the God on truth.
Yes.
What is the haq? Not ya haq. What is the haq?
Mm-hmm.
And issues relating to husband and wife,
mm-hmm.
this is a union, a contract binded between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
And if it's, my dad did this, but how do you know, how do you decipher what is right and what is not? Honest to God, I hear you, it's a balance. What you just said, completely valid. But then you're rejecting this whole thing, which is the foundation of it all. If you don't have the bare minimum, we understand humans are human, but if you don't have the bare minimum, which we don't even have knowledge, mm-hmm. the most basic, but all it takes is the most simple thing of trying to be proactive. If I'm going to go and sign a contract, this is a contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is mm-hmm. not just guess what? I'm going to do my job in learning what I'm signing up for. And this is, I think too many people have, I don't know how we went into marriage, right? But this is a really truth. We have taken marriage as a joke. We have dumbed it down to just how I feel.
Say that again, brother.
We have dumbed it down to what I feel. I feel this. We are emotional human beings. Let's not take away from that.
But we let emotions dictate what the truth, you know what I mean?
We let our emotions dictate what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what's so harmful. And learning your religion, it tells you, what is the boundary? What is the guardrails that I cannot get caught lacking in? We know how to pray, right? We know how to pray. That's a form of ibadah. Is marriage not a form of ibadah?
50%.
50% of your religion. It's a form of ibadah. That is what's protecting you from falling onto haram. So you should give your diligence in knowing what you should be doing. So if you are over here, not even willing to open up, I'd even ask, where's the book? Do I have the book? I'm going to recommend the book.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not willing to just open a book that's 200 pages, when you're signing up a contract that your finances is involved, your emotional stability is involved, your spirituality is involved, if you can't do that, brother, I don't think you have any business thinking about even getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Honest to God, if that, maybe it's just my thinking process, bro,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it's my experience.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just my experience. I think nothing stings harder than experience. But they say the smart person learns from his own experience.
That's true.
The wise person learns from the experience of others. And there's a plethora of experiences and wisdoms that you can draw from, resources you can draw from. Why wait for something to happen to you catastrophic?
Mm-hmm.
Why wait for that? Why can't you be proactive
mm-hmm.
in learning what you're signing up for? Oh my God, bro, I can go in. But that's, tell me that's not a fact.
That's 100% facts. Let me see those glasses real quick. It's a clear one. Yeah.
Talking. Go ahead. What you about to do?
This is Dr. Abdi Kareem now. My brother.
Hey.
Let me tell you something, man.
Talk to me.
Right. The world that we live in, bro, I 100% agree with you.
Right.
That is a perfect world if you were to describe it. A man that says, I can look at my mistakes, read the Quran,
right.
and say, you know what? This is what I need to change about my life.
Right.
But brother, sadly, that ain't the world we live in. And okay. that is not ultimately, yes, you do it. There's some who do it. Yes, I 100% agree with right. you. right? There are people who can say, you know what? I need to know how to be a good husband.
Right.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick up the kitab, my religion, and follow it. But right. No, instead, you know what people do? Huh? Instead of doing that, they go through...
people don't want to do the work.
They go through what's it called? So-and-so never did that. Why are you doing it? Mm. You start to compare what other people are doing into your relationship.
Right.
You do what I'm saying?
I get exactly.
Like, that's what happens. Or it's like before you even get married, you already have an idea of what to expect.
Mm.
You know, my wife's going to cook. My wife's going to clean. Mm. My wife is just going to give me babies. And then whenever I tell her, you know what I'm saying? Whenever I want to conversate with her, I do. But then you never like learn about being patient with your wife,
right.
Being compassionate with your wife,
right.
Treating her the way that you're supposed to treat her. None of that is ever like, it's only like, how do I say? It's only displayed, right? On like, in the kitab if you pick it up and stuff like that. But when you open up the social media and you start to be like, because I've seen, there's Google searches of how do I become a good husband?
Mm.
Gives you certain lists, do this, do this, do this. You follow other things and you stray away from your religion.
Mm.
You feel me? So in that case, when I tell you, bro, I get it. Like in a perfect world, yes, Idris, everybody should be doing that. Mm. But sadly to say, if this was a perfect world, brother, you and I would not be standing here.
Mm.
God would not create us.
Mm.
That's where those challenges come in.
Right. No, I get you exactly, bro. But here's the thing. That does not mean that we don't strive for that.
100%.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. We're not perfect. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we strive for excellence. As Muslims, that's what you should be striving to do. But also, what other option do you have? Can I ask you that? Honestly, like right now, even with the gym. Honestly, this is so random. But I'm telling you right now, anytime I don't feel like going to the gym, you know what I say? Idris, what other option do you have? You have two options. You think you have two options. Either you get out of shape, right? You don't take care of your health. You get old. You just look a mess, a hot mess.
Deteriorate.
The second option, you're strong, you're healthy, you look good and attractive to your spouse, inshallah, so on and so forth. You feel productive. There's only two options. But guess what? One of them looks like the real option. What is that option? It's to go do the work.
Mm.
So you want to get married, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to have kids, yeah?
I do, yes.
Okay. So, and all these people, I'm sure they have that.
Yes.
You have two options.
Mm-hmm.
You be proactive, you learn how to do it. You learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You better do your research. Or you don't. You just go with the flow and do what you're feeling.
Yes.
One of them leads you to destruction. You're just going by your emotion. It's a hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, at least you're doing something. I'm not guaranteeing you success, but at least you did something. So you might as well take the first option. So I'm just saying, weigh out your options. What options do you have? Mm-hmm. I think most people, if they're smart, and this is another thing, I'm not talking to dumb people because I can't talk to dumb people. I'm talking to smart people. No, seriously. I'm just going to be real with you. I'm not talking to dumb people who's going to take this and just, I'm not talking, because they don't want growth. I'm not talking, I can't talk to someone who doesn't want growth. I'm talking to somebody like me who wants the best for themselves. Doesn't everyone want the best for, that's what I'm saying. If you don't want the best for yourself, I'm not insulting you. I'm just saying, and maybe I'm a little bit insulting you, but maybe that helps you wake up. If you don't want the best for yourself, that's a deeper issue. You shouldn't be on this podcast. You should be talking to a therapist. Seriously, that's a deep issue. But the most people, Abdi, want good for themselves. And if you don't want good for yourself, that is a sign of deeper issues, right? And so you have two options. You be proactive in order to reach your better self. And you do end up, you're going to have to deal with the opposite gender. So you have to tackle these issues, right? And so all I'm saying is those young people, wake up and let's face reality like you said. And let's be proactive. Because if we're not proactive, Abdi, wallahi, look at all the families what's happening. Look at the households that we're facing. Mm-hmm. Look at the lack of role models we see.
Yeah.
All these younger generation are starting to get married. They're starting to have kids. We need to stop looking at what our parents or whatever did.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start seeing what we can do. Mm. We need to start being optimistic and say, how do I get from point A to point B? And we need to start doing those things.
That's true, bro. Stop letting feelings dictate how, you know what I'm saying, what's right. And really figure out what the truth is.
Well, there we go. Well, I think we could have kept going on for another hour.
Yes.
But I think, alhamdulillah, we tackled so much within this episode. And mashallah, Ben, how do you feel like that conversation went?
It felt, I don't know, it felt short. It didn't feel long for some reason.
I think it was an hour, over an hour.
Oh yeah, it's time.
All right, so alhamdulillah, we hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. And inshallah, if you feel like this was beneficial, go ahead and make sure you guys go ahead and like, share, and subscribe. And we'll do that part, don't worry.
No. I was just going to say something.
Oh, okay.
You know, for the people that do watch it, I do appreciate you. But like, if you love your mom, just subscribe. If you do. I love my mom, I subscribe. You love your mom?
I love my mom, I'll tell you that.
You subscribe?
Oh, of course I subscribe. Oh,
come on.
Oh, yeah. All my Google accounts are subscribed. I got 4 different Google accounts.
So
I'm like KD. I got my burners.
Stop dissing my brother KD.
Listen, stop.
But if you love your mom, subscribe.
All right. Stop.
And if you don't.
No. You still love your mom. We still know. All right. Inshallah. I hope you fellas didn't get hurt too much. But we're going to highlight y'all the next episode of Talk Ya Haq. Assalamu alaikum.